people, purpose, patience. These past, I want to say 6 months, really taught me something. I always say life is the best teacher. You want to learn something, just go outside and look in the mirror. You want to learn something. Take a real good look at life. You want to get a better understanding of things. You want to learn things. Quite honestly, I say these last few months, last 6 months, really taught me something about myself. I had to lose in order to gain. So when I thought everything was going the way that it needed to go, you know, God showed me He had another hand to play. That I thought everything that I was collecting was what I needed. Everything that I was doing was what I needed to do. The direction that I was going was the direction that I was purpose. That was my purpose, but you don't know your purpose. You don't know what you're put here for. You don't know your everyday. You don't know your next step. You don't even know your next breath. And I have to come to grips with that. I do not know. I do not understand. It's just in how I react to the things that happen to me, just like you. I know I haven't been putting these out as of late. It's because these last 3 weeks, I've been kind of just lost, really, with why did I lose my job after so long? Why is this happening to my family? Why did I put us in this position? That same voice that keeps telling me you're on the right path, that's not my voice. That voice is inside of us. That's not us. That I don't feel. That's just my opinion. I don't feel that voice that tells us those things in those inopportune times that when we just, you know how you say, well, just give me a sign or whatever, whatever. You don't get that sign when you want to. You don't get that sign like right before you make that decision or right before you, you know, you come into this or whatever the case may be. That's not when it happens. It happens when it needs to. Just like everything else in life, things happen when they need to. Like I said, I had to lose in order to gain. I had to lose my job in order to really get a sense of who I am and my purpose in life. That was not my purpose. I feel right now I'm going towards my purpose. I'm living my purpose. I potentially have, I guess I'll find out Monday if I have this job, but I went through 2 rounds of interviews and this job here is actually a passion of mine. This isn't just something that I'll do to, you know, make sure the bills are paid. This isn't something that I regret doing. This isn't something that I'll have to put myself in a position to where I would have to protect myself, in a sense. Because that's what my position at my previous job was. I wasn't in the position of help, of guidance, of, you know, of, I didn't have a sense of purpose. Mainly, I was just there to protect everyone because of the just the conditions and the things of that nature. You know, I left each and every shift. I felt more and more down, just more and more in a position of I could have done more. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. I didn't get a sense of fulfillment. And like I said, I was leaving. I was leaving anyway. I was leaving in January, early January. I was gone. I was going to collect as much as I could collect, gather my vacation, and just leave. That wasn't the plan because I didn't know the plan. I put in for so many applications. I put in for so many applications, and then I had this one job that I just looked at. Actually, three jobs that I looked at and I really wanted. One job got back to me, and then they didn't get back to me again after that initial call. First job, the second job, didn't get back to me at all. The third job was honestly just, okay, I hope. I just threw it out there and be like, okay, this is something that I'm passionate about. This is something that has always brought me back. This is something that I've always found myself doing. I've always found myself under a bar or running or lifting something or having a conversation with someone about their physical or mental fitness and things of that nature. And I got so much out of that. I get so much out of that. And to where hopefully this upcoming Monday, I'll get the call or I'll get the email to come in and fill out paperwork for the job. And that there could be potentially something great for myself. I'm not even worried about financially, because financially things will get taken care of. But I feel that these last 3 weeks, I've had the time to just basically rid myself of all that stress, rid myself of all that pressure that I was under at that job, even though I was performing well. Just rid myself of all of that and get a sense of who I really am or who I am to people in my life and get a sense of who was really there. And now I see that who was really there. Now I see that there are so many people that just care about me and what I've done and who I am that I didn't really understand until you don't have things, you know? And on a personal note, I also had to just get to know myself again. Like, oh, I am good at this, or I can do that. You know, now it's sort of like, okay, now you got to, you're in the position to basically, you know, choose kind of what you want to do and actually go for something that you want to do. Go for something that's going to fulfill you. Because there's nothing like you doing something that you love. And if you, you know, have a family, have children, have a wife, a husband, whatever the case may be, and you get to go back to them and they can see that you love what you do. They can see that you're passionate about what you do. That you love the feeling of helping out others, the feeling of their achievements, stuff like that. And that's all I've been talking about with these people at these job interviews and stuff like that. It's like, what do you get out of helping people? Like their look when they achieve something, or their look when they find something out about themselves, whether it's completing a meal or getting things done for their family, getting things done for themselves, stuff like that, is the look of accomplishment for the person. Not just what it necessarily does for a certain person's pocket or something like that. You get the fulfillment of actually seeing a person achieve something. And that in turn gives you the feeling of fulfillment that you've actually done a good deed. And in turn, you know, they're going to bring more your way, whether it's going to be more revenue, which is in case we all need money to survive, true enough, but it shouldn't be your only drive. It shouldn't be your only motivation. You know, and that's kind of what I've been finding out lately. You know, all these people kept trying to push money on me and this and that. And look at the money you made when you had my previous job. Look at the money you make. And look at this and look at that. And I'm like, I'm not motivated by money when I have all of these things that's stressing me out. All of these things that's taken away from me. I don't really care about money that much. True, it matters. True, it makes people happy for a moment. But you can actually hate what you do. You can hate the people you're around. You can hate, you know, how your job makes you feel or something like that. You know, I mean, case in point, we, like I always say, we see celebrities go through that all the time, and they make more money than anyone, you know, athletes and stuff like that, and the lives that they live, because they feel they can't fulfill things for themselves. You know, they make everyone else happy, give everyone else satisfaction, but what am I doing for myself? I can't even go out and really enjoy the fruits of my labor, you know? I want to actually enjoy the fruits of my labor. I want to actually be able to provide and still get a sense of fulfillment. And that's what I've been finding out lately. That I lost so much, and I lost so much of myself to the point to where I wasn't even me, you know, my customers and fellow employees and friends and even family would see it as like, yeah, you got this promotion, but you're not yourself anymore. And I remember I had a conversation with a customer probably maybe a little over a month ago, and she stopped me in the store and she was like, I used to see you smile so much. And I was like, what you mean? Like, I'm still smiling. She was like, no. No, she was like, myself and a lot of other people, we talked, and yeah, we come in here, yeah, you're a nice person, but whatever it is that you do now, it is taken away so much from you. And then she asked, she was like, do you have too many responsibilities? I was like, not that I can't handle it, it's just that I can't please everyone all of the time, and that sort of gets to me. Because, you know, it's like, just give me a chance to get this accomplished, then I'll get to what you asked for, and you know, then I'll get back to what the other person asked me for, and then I'll get done what I actually need to get done. You know, it was like that, you know. It was like I had to be there for everybody. But now that I don't have a job anymore, I actually see who was there for me. You know, throughout the people that's contacted me and the things that I've been able to talk about with a lot of people, and you know, it's been one of the greatest feelings that I've ever had, honestly. To actually get a sense of what you mean to people, you know. And it has nothing at all to do with money at all. It's just having a friend, you know exactly what that means. You know exactly what that means when you actually have a friend in life, someone that's there for you, for what you do, for what you give. And it has nothing to do with filling a pocket or anything like that. You know, it's just the genuine person. And so hopefully the next time I upload, I'll tell a different story. Nope. But as of right now, things are looking up. Even with things looking down, still should look up. Patience is a podcast.